My guest at this time is Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. For the next few minutes, we want to talk about the Senate Conservatives Fund-endorsed candidate in the West Virginia primary, which is tomorrow. A number of Senate primaries happening tomorrow, but we're going to focus on the Mountain State. Joe Manchin, the Democrat, is up for re-election. There are three Republicans vying for the nomination that will be decided on Tuesday. There is Congressman Evan Jenkins. He is kind of the establishment favorite. The conservative favorite is the Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey, and the outlier here is Don Blankenship, the former mining company executive who recently got out of prison and has been throwing out some interesting vocabulary to describe the Senate Majority Leader. And according to some recent internal polls, he might actually be inching into the lead here heading into Election Day. So, Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Rick.
So hopefully I summarized the three candidates fairly well here. Obviously, this is a very tight race. The Attorney General in West Virginia, Patrick Morrissey, is one of several candidates that you have formally endorsed and
right.
contributed to. So you've got a pretty good read on this race. Where do you think it stands here heading into Election Day?
Well, it is a bit of a toss-up going into Election Day tomorrow. There's been some early voting in West Virginia. They're a state that allows that, but still most of the voting takes place on the Election Day itself in West Virginia. So tomorrow's a big day, and you know, Patrick Morrissey, their attorney general, beat a 20-year incumbent Democrat to become the first attorney general since the New Deal from the Republican side. So he's got a track record of beating Democrats, but he isn't going to get a chance to beat Manchin if he doesn't get enough votes from conservatives tomorrow in West Virginia to get by recently former Democrat Congressman Jenkins and self-funding coal executive Blankenship. Don Blankenship. Unfortunately, Blankenship spent a year in prison for mine safety violations in the upper big mine deaths 8 years ago, 29 deaths, and eight years ago last month. And, you know, that makes everybody feel pretty confident, sadly so, that he couldn't beat Manchin in a state where Manchin is a family name. I mean, he goes back a long way. He's not just a first-term senator. He is part of a long and strong political family in West Virginia. So this is no easy task, but he is beatable. And Morrissey is the best guy to beat him. It's why the Senate Conservatives Fund endorsed him. That in addition to his conservative track record. We don't just support people who can win. We support people for whom it would be worth it if they won to conservative activists. And Patrick Morrissey fills that bill. So that's why we've been behind him.
Don Blankenship has gotten a lot of attention from the national media. He's also gotten attention from the National Republican Party, which is going after him. He has been accusing Mitch McConnell with epithets like Cocaine Mitch and talking about Mitch McConnell's ties to China as a result of his marriage to Elaine Chao and so forth.
Yeah.
So what is the role of Mitch McConnell in this race, both publicly and behind the scenes?
Well, publicly, he has laid low, by and large. I mean, the president shot a tweet out yesterday, I think it was, urging West Virginians not to vote for Blankenship because he can't win against Manchin. That's a pretty straightforward argument, and it's the same one that we believe is true with respect to Blankenship. And he said, vote for either Morrissey or Jenkins. So he didn't, you know, it's not like he's endorsing the conservative in the race. In fact, the president has never endorsed a conservative when there were others in a race. But he has attempted to reduce the potential harm by Don Blankenship and thus open the race up more for Morrissey and Jenkins to fight it out here through the finish line tomorrow. And, you know, Jenkins has just what you'd expect from a 20-year Democrat in terms of his public record. It creates all sorts of problems for him, nothing less than supporting Hillary in 08 and voting for Obama in 8 and 12 in a state like West Virginia, where those two and their agenda really spelled a death knell for much of the West Virginia economy. So you compare that with Patrick Morrissey, who's been fighting the transgender junk that came out of the Obama administration. He's been fighting for the coal industry, which is part of how he beat his predecessor, by the way. Believe it or not, I mean, his predecessor as Attorney General wasn't defending the coal industry in West Virginia, which is crazy, but that's what was going on, and he kept getting reelected until Patrick Morrisey came along. Patrick reversed that and has been a leader nationally in taking on the EPA to the benefit of the economy and jobs and opportunity. And he recently joined the DACA lawsuit to end DACA. Finally, there's only five other Republican AGs who had the guts to do that along with Patrick. And that's essentially suing this administration now because they haven't ended it, though the president has expressed a desire to end DACA. So you could think of it as Patrick Morrisey giving him a way to do it. Patrick is also in the most recent, now two-month-old, Obamacare lawsuit. And I don't know whether you've had the chance to report on this, Greg, or not, but he, along with 19 other states, has sued to have Obamacare found unconstitutional,
right,
using the original Obamacare decision. You may recall that Chief Justice Roberts said, well, it's a tax. But in the tax reform bill in December 2017, the tax penalty, which is what they relied on back in that case, was taken out. So without it, the hook on which Chief Justice Roberts held Obamacare constitutional is gone. So just like DACA, Patrick Morrisey has given President Trump a way to end it just by settling the lawsuit. The same is true on Obamacare. And Patrick Morrisey's been on the forefront of both of those.
Now, there's some national PAC money that's trying to take down Blankenship, which you wouldn't mind seeing. But is the outside national Republican money mainly for Jenkins? Is it just mainly targeted at Blankenship? How's it being allocated?
Well, first, the first way we look at these races is what are the grassroots groups doing in the state? And the West Virginians for Life is for Morrisey. The West Virginia gun groups are for Morrisey. There's virtually no West Virginia grassroots groups supporting either Jenkins or Blankenship. They are all supporting Patrick Morrisey. And then from outside, Senate Conservatives Fund is obviously national. Freedom Works is supporting Patrick Morrisey, so is Tea Party Patriots Fund. So there are outside groups, but we're all grassroots oriented. You know, we don't have some pile of money or something. We present the race to our members and tell them about Patrick Morrisey, and they decide if they think he's worth it to donate. And they've been donating tens of thousands of dollars to try and offset Blankenship self-funding. And a lot of Jenkins money has come from traditional PAC sources, you know, Washington PAC sources, that sort of thing. He had a lot of the money as a congressman that he just carried into the Senate race. So it's been that kind of situation. Interestingly enough, Chuck Schumer, now let me make sure I get this right. Chuck Schumer has funded a PAC that has been taking shots at Morrisey, first and foremost, and some at Jenkins, because they want Blankenship as the Republican nominee. Yeah, so they don't go endorse Blankenship, but they come after Patrick Morrisey big time, and they come after Jenkins also because they're trying to boost Blankenship. And, you know, so that's been a little bit of reverse play going on by Chuck Schumer as his sort of backwards way to protect Manchin. And then it's been heavily rumored. It's hard for me to track it all because they do it under different PACs. There's been some allegations that Mitch McConnell has arranged for the funding of an outside PAC, maybe two, to hit Blankenship because they don't want Blankenship there because they want the seat competitive. And there's two reasons for that. One, Republicans want to win the West Virginia seat. That's the obvious one. But perhaps not as obvious is the more Democrats there are in competitive defenses of their seat, the more spread out the Democrat resources are going to be. And the harder it's going to be for them to hold on to all of them. The Republicans in this year of the six-year cycle really need to pick up seats. 2020's Senate map is not nearly as good as the 2018 map.
Yeah.
This is literally the best map of the cycle for Republicans and for conservatives. There are other conservative, good conservative candidates running around the country, but tomorrow it's about West Virginia.
Yeah, all you have to do is think about what happened 6 years ago to know how good or bad the Senate map is for a particular party, and the Democrats did pretty well in 2018. So a lot more defense being played by Democrats. Your candidate here, Patrick Morrissey, he's won statewide. Obviously, he's got good name recognition. He's delivered from what you've told us here. So based on what you're seeing on the ground with the canvassing and the door knocking, where do you think the enthusiasm is right now?
Well, I definitely think the spike in talk about Blankenship has really confused things substantially. And because there are three congressional districts in West Virginia, for your listeners' benefit, Jenkins is in one of them. And in his congressional district area in the southern part of the state, he does best. That perhaps is not surprising. But like you said, Greg, Patrick is known throughout the state. He's won statewide twice, including running when other Republicans simply wouldn't, to challenge a 20-year incumbent Democrat and beating him in a tough year in 2012 for Republicans. And so that track record is carrying him, and the grassroots groups in West Virginia that support Patrick are really a big help because they're there. You know, you and I are sitting outside the boundaries talking about what's going on in West Virginia. They're in West Virginia, and they're advocating for Patrick Morrissey, because they've seen his track record up close and personal. They've benefited from it. So the on-the-ground momentum is really most favorable to Patrick, and we'll see how much it carries him tomorrow as the voting opens up in the morning. But we're optimistic.
Well, it's a big one to watch because other than Texas, none of the other Senate primaries have happened yet. There's four tomorrow and then I believe four next week. So we really are getting into that season. So, Ken, I know it's a busy time for you. Thanks for sharing some time with us today.
Greg, good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General in the Commonwealth of Virginia, now President of the Senate Conservatives Fund. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.